from KQED.
And finally today, a different kind of star. Hollywood is known as the Dream Factory, but for the great Brazilian composer Moacir Santos, writing music for films was a dead end. But his music has found new life through Bay Area pianist Mark Levine, who offers an Afro-Cuban spin on Santos's music with his band The Latin Tinge. Andrew Gilbert has a review.
In the 1950s and 60s, Moacir Santos was one of Brazil's most influential composers, a multi-instrumentalist who mentored many emerging post-bossa nova stars while writing scores for leading figures in Brazil's Cinema Novo movement. Seeking new challenges, Santos moved to Los Angeles in 1967, following his former student, Sergio Mendes. He found some work with Henry Mancini and contributed uncredited music to several films, but commercial success eluded him. While he received a burst of well-deserved attention just before his death at the age of 80 in 2006, Santos spent his last three decades in Southern California obscurity. Bay Area pianist Mark Levine devotes his new CD, Off and On, to Santos's ingenious compositions. His band, The Latin Tinge, specializes in setting modern jazz standards to Cuban grooves. The confluence of Santos's sophisticated Afro-Brazilian tunes with The Latin Tinge's Cuban jazz sensibility makes for wondrously intricate Pan-American music. That's April Child, a piece that infuses the original Maraca 2 beat with the feel of soulful Cuban songo, a dazzling rhythm section dance. The longtime quintet's newest member is Brazilian jazz expert Mary Fettig, whose flute and reed work has never sounded better. On Kathy, an enticing melody set to an insistent 5-4 Afro-Cuban rhythm, her soprano sax finds the perfect balance between refined lyricism and fine-grained grit. What makes Off and On so successful is that Levine and The Latin Tinge treat Santos's compositions the same way they've transformed jazz tunes, translating the original arrangements into Cuban clave. The key is finding the right groove, like the rumba that fits snugly under Santos's joyous anthem, Happily Happy. Moacir Santos fans might be taken aback by The Latin Tinge's rhythmic liberties, but Off and On leaves no doubt that in the right hands, his music translates beautifully into other idioms while retaining its essential Brazilian feel.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Off and On by Mark Levine and The Latin Tinge. And that's our show for today. The California Report is a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Rocho. The technical producer is Seal Muller, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman. This week, we welcome our new interns, Susanna Kim, Mike Lee, and Nicole Ely. Gabriel Cohen is our online editor. The producer is Victoria Maleone. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. Dan Brecky was a contributing editor this week. And Bruce Kuhn is the news director. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, sponsoring the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, with nomination information online at www.irvine.org. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at chevroncalifornia.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.